ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸ್ನಾಲಿಟಿ. ದ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸ್ನಾಲಿಟಿ, ವೆನ್ ದ ಯೋಗ ಡಾನ್ಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸ್ನಾಲಿಟಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್ಡ್. ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೆಷಿಯಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಕೀಪ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಡ್ರಾಯಿಂಗ್ ರೂಮ್, ವಿ ಕೀಪ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಫ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಸೇಫ್, ವಿ ಕೀಪ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾಕ್ ಇಟ್. ಅವರ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಜೀವ ಈಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಪ್ರೆಷಿಯಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. It is not kept outside, it is kept deep within and has various layers of security surround. Outermost security is called as the physical body. Physical body is the outermost casing. Within the physical body is the senses are there. For the physical body gets enlivened with the senses. Within that one mind is there, within that one intellect. When the body, senses, mind and intellect are aligned through the practice of sadhana, then the jiva within, the soul within, gets aligned with the Supreme Lord, Paramatma. It gets connected with the Supreme Lord. That connection, from outside we say, I'm doing yoga, swinging my arms and legs, I call it as a yoga. But the real yoga happens when the individual soul connects to the Paramatma, Supreme God. That is called as yoga. That is real yoga, when the inner alignment, outer alignment happen, inner alignment happen, that is called as yoga. The connecting the jiva to the Paramatma is yoga. And yoga has many dimensions. The yoga is one, it expresses itself through karma yoga, it expresses through bhakti yoga, it expresses through jnana yoga, it expresses through raja yoga. Though yoga is one, these are the dimensions. If you want to be expert in yoga, you need to know all four dimensions. All four dimensions. You can't say, I'm just an expert in karma yoga, I'm not interested in other things. You need to know all dimensions of yoga. The karma yoga, why all four are required? Like writing an exam, I'm going to the exam hall and writing. I have to write. I can't say, I know, I don't want to write. Writing part is called as karma yoga. Once you have written, you have to submit the paper. Submit, surrender. Surrender the paper. Surrendering part is called as bhakti yoga. I do, but I don't surrender. That is, yoga won't come. I have submitted the paper. I have to write relevant things. If they ask about particular question, I have to answer relevant. Give the relevant answer, not irrelevant answer. Giving the relevant answer, it is called as jnana yoga. Exam, if the exam, yoga class is at 7:35, come at 9 o'clock, it is not discipline. Discipline, raja yoga. Raja yoga brings the discipline. Brings the intensity behind the action is called as raja yoga. Not just the intent. Yes, I want to do yoga. What to do? It's cold. Let the winter be over. I will come. It is not the intent. Intensity behind the action, it is called as raja yoga. You need karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga and raja yoga. All four of them for the yoga to dawn. The yoga, the karma yoga means the action with knowledge. To do the karma yoga, the prerequisite, I should be physically strong and mentally knowledgeable. I am only mentally knowledgeable, physically I have no strength. You can't do yoga. You can't do karma yoga. To do the karma yoga, prerequisite is you are physically enabled, physically strong. Our yoga, we are starting Vasudev Kriya Yoga and we are started intense yoga. Intense yoga, one of the reasons behind starting intense yoga, you are enabled physically. You're so strong, you're fit to do karma yoga. To do the karma yoga, you are physically strong and knowledge. Action with knowledge is called as karma yoga. Action, not erratic. Everyone is busy. If I ask somebody to do, sorry sir, I'm busy. Being busy is not karma yoga. Being the chores in your life, household cleaning is not karma yoga. Skill in action is karma yoga. One who knows the do the karma yoga, time management is very important. We are on a short shelf life. We have so much to accomplish. When we have come here, we had so many plans. I want to get these things done in my life. That is why we have come. With the baggage of karmas we have come. We know why we have come here. I have to do so many things. We are on a short life, shelf life. You should know time management. Time, you can't take the time for granted and waste the time. Karma yogi knows how to do the karma. Karma, the time management. Buddhi yukto jahatiha ube sukrita dushkrite tasmat yogaya yujyasva yoga karma sukaushalam. The art of time management, skill in action, is called as karma yoga. The karma yogi is a very alert about the time. Because I know, I have come with so many karmas, I want to get so many things in my life, and time is very precious. I don't want to squander the time. That is the karma yoga. The karma yogi, one who start contributing to the community. Able to serve the community. Karma yoga means able to serve. As the yoga starts dawning, he or she starts seeing all pervading God everywhere. All pervading God anywhere. As the yoga starts dawning in that person cannot no longer be a selfish person. No longer be a selfish person, because he or she sees all pervading God everywhere. When the yoga dawns, he or she sees the all pervading Lord and wants to serve. One who has become dear to the God becomes dear to everyone. If I am selfish, that person is hated by the community. Only close few people who get benefit out of that person may do a lip service. A karma yogi, one who sees the God everywhere and becomes one who is becomes dear to the God, becomes dear to everyone. If you want to be a great inspirer, connect yourself. May yoga dawn in you. Connect yourself to the Lord. The connect yourself, you become a dear to the community. Everyone likes you. Everyone wants you. How to get people? Not Facebook friend request. It is not friend request. You connect with the God. Serve wherever possible. You become a dear to everyone. And another hallmark of a yoga sadhaka, one is the time management, I said. The second one, not bogged down by opinions of people. Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddha asiddho samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Not bogged down by the praises of people or censures of people. Bogged down by favorable time, summer time or a cold winter. Not bogged down by the outside conditions. The balanced personality is yoga. A person, these are the qualities, not only yoga. If you want to become a great leader, you need to have these qualities. These are not the options, but a must for a great leader. There are so many managers, but hardly any leader. Leader, these are the leadership. The leadership in even in the top business schools, they don't talk about these ones. What are the qualities of a leader? Bhagavad-gita is talking about. These are the qualities of leader. If you want to be a people person in the organization, surrender yourself to the highest. The HR department never talks about this one. How to become a people person. How to motivate people. It never talks about, business school never talks about that one. That science is taught in Bhagavad-gita. Why yoga? That science, no B school talks about that one. And Patanjali Yoga Sutra, the first four limbs, Yama, Niyama, Asana, and Pranayama, four are talking, the first four principles are based on Karma Yoga. The first four principles, Yama is talking about doing the action. You put the filters, you can come on the stage also, you can put the filters on your senses so that you know how to deal with the world. When you are dealing with the world, what are the filters you have to put in the senses is called as Karma Yoga. The Yama, that is Yama. Niyama is talking about you put the filters Yama, you put the filters on your karmendriyas. Your karmendriyas, put the filters on your feet, your hands and speech and your excretory organs, reproductive organs, you put the filter. In Niyama, it talks about put the filter on your jnanendriyas, your eyes, ears, your tongue, your touch, your nostrils. You have to learn to put the filters on the jnanendriyas for when you are, if you want to get niyamas in your life. And asana and pranayama are the process of making your body strong, healthy, and it's energetic. Asana and pranayama, why you have to do? To make the body strong, your mind strong, healthy and energetic. These the principles of the Ashtanga Yoga, also first four principles, they are called as Bahiranga Sadhana. They are established on Karmendriya. Karma Yoga. They are established on Karma Yoga. So, Karma Yoga is not just ordinary chores. It is do action with knowledge. Yoga is a must. Yoga enables you to excel in Karma Yoga so that you become a great leader, great inspirer in the community. Lie down on your back.